All right, welcome to the first ever Explicit Nerds Movie Talk. We just got done seeing the Age of Ultron, which was great, for lack of other words.
Yeah, I really liked it. It's like, I was really afraid that the pacing would be really too slow, or if it would just be too much action, and then they leave the story out of the question, but...
They did better this time.
Yeah, it was a lot balanced.
I really thought they were going to put in too much, like...
Too much information for one movie.
Like, there's going to be too many stories to follow. Like, you had...
I got
really worried about that up front, because, like, right off the bat, they introduced the whole Natasha and Hulk thing.
What's wrong with that?
No. Like, I thought it was going to be another sub-story on top of another sub-story on top of another sub-story.
It kind of was.
Like, you could have done without it in the whole entire
movie. That was only because of Scarlet Witch.
What?
That was on, that all of those stories were stemmed out from Scarlet.
Well, I mean, that was before anything, though. That happened. Anyways. So, right off the bat, I thought it was way better than the first one. There was no stupid ending where it's like, oh, the big boss is gone, so they're all just going to fall over. I like the whole thing about all of the other, like, little Ultron bots running away.
Running away. Like,
that was awesome.
Run, you little bitches, run.
Oh, by the way, spoiler alerts.
Sorry, yeah, spoiler
lots
alerts.
And lots of spoiler alerts.
It's going to need to be put in the show notes.
Yeah, for real.
It'll be in the description.
Yeah, since you bitches got to go see it now, so
yes.
I don't care.
Everybody. If you haven't seen it.
Now, I still, the one thing that I don't, that I'm still trying to grasp, even though I'm not much of a comic nerd like you guys
are. Oh, see, that's why you have us.
Yes.
We're fairly good at this.
And I'm sure anyone who's listening is probably wondering the same thing. I never understood... Why Ultron? It never really...
Okay.
Why did they pick Ultron? Why did it? Why did the whole thing...
Okay, so... I guess they kind of needed Ultron, because you can't do Thanos yet, which they've obviously been setting up since... When did they first introduce Thanos in the first one?
Oh, gosh.
Like the first Iron Man?
Oh, I don't know.
Or was it... No, was it... Or was it Thor? I think in the after credits scenes.
I think it was Thor.
No, in one of them, they introduced Thanos really, really, really early. And when they announced they were doing the first Avengers movie, everyone speculated it was going to be Thanos.
I thought it was the Captain America movie. No, not the Captain
America. No, that was too soon. It was way early.
I
think it was second Iron Man.
Yeah.
In the after credit scene, they introduced Thanos. It was like just a quick little glimpse.
Yeah, I think what happened was... years ago, before Phase 2 and 3 were even thought of, I think what they were going to do is to end the Avengers with Civil War. Because I remember Civil War being actually the third Avengers movie. I could be extremely wrong.
You correct me on this.
I don't know. Maybe I dreamed it.
Maybe.
But I think they were planning on ending it with just the Civil War.
I've never heard that they were planning on ever ending it.
I heard it was a Civil War as well, because I actually heard this from you, believe it or not.
I don't remember.
See, yes,
was I drunk?
You told me. No, no, we're not drunk. You were flat sober.
So. That's hard to believe.
Yeah, because the Civil War was never, or not never, but the Civil War was supposed to be an Avengers movie, not necessarily a Captain America movie.
Yeah, and I think the whole deal with that is there's just so much going on in the universe
yes.
now.
Yes.
Like, in the comic books, Captain America and Tony Stark are the two centerpieces of the Civil War.
Yes. And, so, I mean, that's how it's going to be in the movies, I believe.
Yeah, and I'm guessing that's going to set up the whole lineup change that's going to... This set up...
Oh, yeah.
With Iron Man stepping away and what it seemed like at the end of the movie with Banner stepping away.
I really don't want either one of them to leave.
Iron Man's going to because... Obviously, Robert Downey Jr. is dead.
I really think he's... I still think he's the perfect role as Iron Man.
Yeah, well, yeah. They're not going to replace the actors.
No,
they're
not
going to replace the characters themselves.
I think they've already stated that they're not going to replace the actors.
No, no. They're not going to do what Fox is doing now and where Fox is trying to replace all of their
characters
with younger people.
They've redone Fantastic Four. What?
That's
all Fox. So,
the only person I can see getting replaced... Which
it's Captain America.
It's Captain America
because
you have
Captain
Bucky
America,
Barnes.
Yeah, Bucky Barnes, and then also Sam.
Yes, he in the comic books right now he is currently Captain America.
He is the current Captain America. So
Falcon is currently now Captain America.
Yes,
which
is kind of cool because he flies around and has the shield.
I don't exactly know what happened.
But he doesn't have the super soldier powers, does he?
It doesn't matter.
It depends on the universe. In one universe, Steve actually dies. In another universe, he just gets too old, and he passes it on. So
I think the one I was reading was the Marvel Now universe, which was the one where he gets too old.
Yeah.
I'm really glad I'm not reading comics right now.
There's so much going on.
You missed the most simple, I guess, period of the Marvel comics, because now they're reintroducing the multiverse. Yeah. And this whole Secret Wars
When they reset everything, what, a year ago? 2 years ago?
A year or two ago, yeah.
For Marvel
it
Now?
It was so simple.
It was, because like, right when I got into it, really big.
It was just the one universe.
Right, when I started reading.
And it's just
Green
like
Arrow.
DC, the same thing, where...
Right, with the new 52, they just made the one universe.
There was two.
With Earth 2, yeah.
And that's when... And I think when they did the... what was the one they just did? Infinity War? No. Infinite Crisis? Is that the one that just was? When Ultraman came, like Superman's counterpart.
Earth 3, what is it? It's not Infinite Crisis, but it's.
I can't even think. Infinite Crisis is a Marvel thing, I think.
No. Well, yeah.
I can't remember.
Forever Evil.
Yeah, Forever Evil. They actually had an Earth 3 that was collapsed and they came over.
Well, I also noticed that in this movie that they set it up for the Civil War as well.
Oh yeah. Actually, if you noticed, when they officially announced Civil War, they introduced the clip where Iron Man and Captain America are chopping the wood, and they're having that fight, and he just rips it with his hand, the wood block. That was actually the clip they used for Civil War to introduce it. Which I don't think Steve Rogers had a shirt on in that scene though. I don't think he did.
Jonathan, you would know out of all of us.
For real. I actually don't.
Okay. Oh, we're getting off topic of this movie anyways.
So with Age of Ultron.
So I really, really like the Scarlet Witch.
Oh,
I didn't think
so
I was going to like...
Really?
What's her name? Oh, Ashley Olsen?
No,
oh.
Elizabeth
Olsen? Ashley Olsen.
That's the wrong one.
That's the drug addict one.
Oh, God.
Both of them have issues.
Yeah, let's not get into that road. Full House style.
Oh, gosh.
I didn't think I was going to like her.
Joey.
I didn't think I was going to like her, and then she was surprisingly well.
No, and I loved her accent, and I was like, ooh.
It was so much better than
Aaron Johnson's.
You didn't see that coming?
No, I know.
That was so like, bad.
It was so bad, but I was like, no.
But you know what? He made up for it. It was a fairly decent Quicksilver.
He was a good Quicksilver, I think.
I don't like what they did to him.
Well, they had to. We were talking about this. With the crossover with Fox, there is already a Quicksilver.
There's already a Quicksilver on
there. I know that.
So in the crossover the universes, there's no Scarlet Witch in that universe. There's no Quicksilver in this universe.
So they can do
when they meet in the middle, there's one of each.
Right. So like, yeah.
It works. So and then I was really surprised by the Vision.
Really?
I didn't think he was going to be as good as he was. Like the
best actor wise?
No. Just he looked badass.
Oh yeah. No. When I saw
it was so
concept,
cool when his cape just like
up
materializes.
I'm still kind of upset about Jarvis being the Vision now though.
No, but that's in the comics. That's how it has been. The Vision was based on
Jarvis. And then he uploaded Friday to the.
Scene. Well, no, that's not like if you looked at it on all the little tapes. There was one for every day of the week.
Mm-hmm.
So he has one AI for every day of the week.
Which is kind of weird. So I'm like, does he have multiple children? Like,
yeah. It kind of bothered me, like, the Scottish accent.
It was weird.
It wasn't really
Scottish. I know Scots. It was more British than it was.
There's different... Okay, so first of all,
it wasn't
we're talking
Scots.
To the Doctor Who people here. In, they talk about
you're
the
talking
different,
to the guy who has every episode of Top Gear. I know.
There's different dialects of Scottish. There's like Northern.
I'm like, anyways, yeah. With Friday, my issue with Friday is like, you're not really helpful. Like,
she's
you're not.
She
as,
was,
you're not as helpful as
she
Jarvis.
Was really negative about everything. Like, nope, that's not gonna work.
No, I feel like she's like that sassy teenager who's like, that's not gonna work.
She's also got Stark to sit there and go, okay, well, you got to keep doing this. You got to keep doing that.
Right.
Yeah, but it's an AI. So, I mean,
it's just funny.
She's gonna continue
it's
to
funny
do whatever
how they
he says.
How they develop their own personalities.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see. I mean, we're gonna see Iron Man one more time, as far as we know.
At least one
at
more.
At least. It has to be for Civil War.
Bruce Banner at least one more time.
Yeah, I think Baynard's going to... Something's going to happen to Baynard in the first Infinity Wars.
Probably.
I don't think Iron Man's going to be back.
Civil War.
He's already signed a contract for Civil War. Yeah. They're already filming Civil War right now.
Okay. You can't have Civil War without Iron Man.
No, because the two sides of the tale for Civil War are Iron Man, Captain America.
Right, and you have to choose which side.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm not really worried about that. But, I mean, to the truth of it is Robert Downey Jr. wants too much money.
I mean, he's been playing this role for how many years now? 10 years?
Yeah, he's been doing it.
Well, not 10 years. He's been doing it since 2008.
No, the movie came out in 2008. He's been doing it since 2006. They filmed it for 2 years.
Yeah.
You had to think about them casting him.
Testing.
I can't even think of the
word. Actual shooting.
It's 9 years. It's not 10 years.
Yeah, it was close enough.
Close enough.
And then you got to think about him. He's going to be going from 2006. So they're shooting this year.
And you also have to Civil War comes out next year.
So he'll be about 10 years.
Yeah.
If anyone can hear it, there's a cat in the background.
Yes.
And he's adorable, so forgive him.
His name's Harvey Two-Face, yes.
Yes, Two-Face.
Two-Face.
It's adorable. Maybe we should make him like the cover art for this picture. It's the forgivable part.
Come on.
You asked for a picture. We can get a picture.
The internet loves cats.
Yes, the internet loves cats.
The internet is run by cats. What are you talking about?
We'll turn my cat into the wall cat.
Yes, wall cat.
Can we make him a Pop-Tart?
Oh, God.
Anyways.
We need that piece of toast to go over top of his head.
Yes.
No, and then I like how a lot of times we kept seeing, or the reference to, the third Thor movie, which is Thor Ragnarok. Yes.
I think it's funny how Jarvis was able. I'm not going to refer to him as the Vision because I can only think of him as Jarvis.
I mean, everyone knows him as Jarvis.
I think it was funny how he's able to pick up. Here's your hammer, Thor.
Yes.
And everyone's like, wait.
No, the best part was when Steve almost picked up the hammer. Like, he made it budge. And
the
Thor's
look
like
on Thor,
like, oh,
the look
shit.
On, the look on Thor's face.
He's like, oh, my goodness.
I like the justification of Thor trying to justify the Vision actually holding the hammer. And then Steve's like, well, if you put it in an elevator, it's going up.
It still goes up.
Is the elevator worthy? That was great.
Different rules.
I was scared at first when this movie started because there was so much like slapstick humor, like quick little one-liners.
Who cares? That's what made the movie, though.
It is. But I was worried about there being too much.
See, for me, I didn't mind it at all because if you read the Avengers comics, that's exactly how
they are.
That's what I kept hearing
from several other people. Clint is such a sassy little
guy. I like it. No, I did like it. Don't get me wrong. There was a point in the movie where it was just like one line after one line after one line.
Yeah.
And I was like, I can see this getting way out of hand, but it settled down and it was fine.
Oh, yeah.
But
I do like what they did with Clint, though.
With his family and whatnot.
Yeah.
I thought, seriously, when I was watching the movie, he's going to die.
He better not die when he fell over from the bench.
Yes.
I was like, oh my God, is he dead?
No. The point where I was thinking this was when he was starting to make all these promises to his wife. Yeah. And I was like, I've seen too many anime. I know what happens when you make promises. People die.
That's more than just anime, though. That's like movies in general.
I know.
It's like when you make a promise to your wife or a significant other, like, I'll be home for dinner. Don't worry about it. No, exactly.
Not anymore. No, but legitimately in anime, though, like, they'll make the promise and then in the next scene they die and I'm like, really?
Yeah.
I just had my whole emotions like in
my
city.
I saw that as going in a completely different way when you said anime.
Let's not go there. I was really surprised. I loved how much humor Ultron had.
Yeah, I didn't expect that, but then again, I didn't read.
And you know one thing? I just thought about this.
For Age of Ultron.
They said that, I can't remember the guy's name.
Who played Ultron?
The guy from The Blacklist. James Spade.
Yes.
James Spader.
That's why that voice is so familiar.
Yeah. I mean, I think that was the perfect voice for
Ultron.
Who's
the guy that plays the gatekeeper for Asgard? I can't remember his name.
I know who you're talking about, but like...
Earlier this year...
All I'm thinking right now is Luther, because that's the show he's on.
Earlier this year, or like late last year, he confirmed that him and Tom Hiddleston were supposed to be in the movie, but I didn't see Loki.
I'm kind of upset that Loki was not in this one.
They're trying to get away from Loki.
They had to cut that out, actually. I think...
I think it was supposed to be like a quick second of it.
Right, because I think Joss Whedon said that they just had to cut him out just in order to like
keep the flow
going well enough.
We're not sticking people in just to keep people in. Loki in Thor. Like, it was cool in Avengers. It set it up. Everyone loves Loki.
He was a perfect villain.
But we're past Loki, though. We don't need Loki anymore.
Which is weird, because, like, in current times now, like, the new Loki, which is kind of weird. It's a little complicated, because he killed Loki, and now Loki's Loki.
Okay, I just saw a picture of who played Ultron. I recognize him now.
He looks. He kind of, if you think about it, he actually looks like Ultron.
That's usually what they do.
Yeah, they probably.
Oh, he was also in the original Stargate movie.
Nah, I don't know.
I don't do Stargate.
I know you don't.
But
you have no taste.
No. Yeah, he played the original scientist in the movie.
Yes, he was, and he was excellent at that too. Anyways, back on topic.
But yeah, so like, I feel like Tom Hiddleston, with the way they ended Dark World, mm-hmm. needed to stay in Thor.
Yeah,
so basically. That's fine.
Yeah, that's why they cut that whole bit out. It was like whole 17 minutes or something like that.
Yeah, and I don't know.
Okay, I can definitely now see the Olsen.
You can see her in the movies too.
Yeah, but it didn't click until just now when I saw that other picture.
Now I lost my thought. Thanks. Oh no. Okay. So I don't like having. I watched the last two Iron Mans yesterday just to set myself up, and I watched the first Thor today.
He watched everything.
I did. In the last three weeks, I think I've seen all the Avengers movies. The first Thor was good. The second Thor was okay.
I was gonna say, shut your whore mouth.
But I mean, obviously, I'm a Marvel cinematic whore, I guess you can say, since I have all of the actual Marvel ones.
Yeah, you do, actually. Yeah, looking right now, he has everything.
Oh, you need to watch Elizabeth it. Elizabeth Olsen was also in the Godzilla movie.
Stop looking up Elizabeth Olsen.
Anyways.
I don't like how they ended Iron Man 3 with him, Tony, getting the arc reactor taken out of his chest.
Oh, yeah, you didn't even see that in this movie.
Yeah, and you
that's
don't.
That's because he took it out.
No. The way in Iron Man 3, he makes it sound like he's done. They set it up like he's done, like no more movies.
Because I think originally he was. Because at that point in time, he said that this was his last movie. But then he changed his mind to saying, oh, you know what? I'm going to actually write this wave until the end.
And then they just go right into it with him in the Avengers movie.
Like nothing's happened.
They open up that big fight with everybody, and he's just there. It's like, what? Like, I know he's there, but it's like.
How's he powering his suit?
See, well, no. If you think about it this way, in the first Iron Man, the villain, I can't remember his name.
I'm sorry.
He is the other. Huh?
I was like, I didn't watch any of them.
You didn't watch any of the Iron Mans?
Parts.
Okay, so in the first Iron Man, the main villain, the old guy that takes over the company, he has the first Iron Man suit and he upgrades it. He doesn't have the arc reactor in him. Mm-hmm. It's in the suit.
Oh, okay.
So that's how they power it.
So it's probably like the same thing. Okay.
It's the exact same way.
Talking about the Iron Man suit, what do you think about the Hulk Buster?
Oh, that was my favorite part.
Yeah, I loved.
I was like, who's this Veronica that they're referring to?
I love the replacement parts that come in as it gets ruined.
Well, he knew. He knew that was going to happen, and he planned accordingly.
I was worried about the Hulk Buster thing because I was like, man, don't tell me that they're going to turn on each other. But I like the way they went.
They did,
but it was because of the Scarlet Witch.
Right. Which is
one thing
cool.
I didn't like is they never, like everyone else, they showed what they were seeing at the time they were infected by her, except for the Hulk. Like, I wanted to see what was going on in his head. Like, what was causing him to wreak havoc?
Now that I think about that, they didn't need to show. He is so scared to death of hurting innocent people.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know. I guess
that's the only thing that I can think of.
They didn't
show
anything.
That
they
makes
cut
sense.
Away from. They went from him cut away to what Iron Man.
Iron Man was the first one.
No. They cut away from the Scarlet Witch saying that she wants the big one. They pan over to Banner, and then they go straight to Iron Man saying, like, hey, Hulk's attacking the city or whatever. Like, there was no, like, in between, like, how the hell did they get Banner? Did Quicksilver go in there and grab him?
Probably.
That's probably going to be an extra in the DVD.
It probably will be.
Trust me, I can't wait. I will have the like complete edition of that.
I know, now that it's coming out,
I'm just going to wait.
Do you think they're going to do another phase? Was this phase 3? A phase 3 set like they did phase 2?
They already have the phase 3 set.
How? Avengers is the end of phase 3.
The Avengers isn't? Yeah.
Age of Ultron is the end of phase 3.
Oh.
Like in phase...
Oh, I thought phase 3 was the end of...
That was phase 2.
Oh, okay. No. I mean, I thought the Infinity War was the end of phase 3.
Phase 3 is Iron Man 3, Thor, Captain America, technically Guardians of the Galaxy.
Right. Although they pushed Guardians of the Galaxy.
And then...
Well, they put Thanos in that one.
They did, so they can't... They have to intertwine them. I think the Guardians are going to be in Infinity Wars.
They're supposed to.
They have to because there's the Infinity Stone in Guardians.
There's two of them at least. No, wait, one.
There's one more that they haven't shown.
It's the red one.
The red one was in Thor: Dark World.
Yes, that's right.
The blue one is technically the Tesseract.
That's the Tesseract, and then the yellow one, which is
Jarvis.
That's all Jarvis. It's now Vision.
Yeah, the Vision.
The brain.
I'm still gonna say Jarvis.
It's the Vision.
And then there's the purple one.
The purple one
was in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, that one was Death.
Yeah.
They each represent something different.
They have all of them? They've seen all of them?
I could have seen six. So. But
there's six.
There's two more.
I mean, because there's going to be one more in Thor Ragnarok.
Probably.
Because I think that is a stone.
Mm-hmm. That's probably what's destroying or doing whatever it's doing.
I wouldn't be surprised if they put another stone in Guardians.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised either.
I'm curious as to know what the plot's going to be in that one.
In Guardians?
Yeah.
It can be anything they want. It's Guardians.
I'm just excited for the Rocket. Soundtrack.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The soundtrack for the last one was so good.
One of my coworkers loved it.
There's that one song, though, that sucks. That cherry bomb.
Oh,
I hated that song.
Really? You hate it? I mean,
I have the soundtrack, but I skip that song every time.
It was appropriate for the point in the movie.
Yeah, but it sucked on the CD.
I know, but it's such a rock classic, though.
So, I don't know. The movie was so good. We're not even talking about the movie. We're talking about, like, what this sets up, because we're so excited.
Oh, I know.
So, what's after this? This next one is Ant-Man.
Yes.
Have no desire to see that one.
I'm going
to
see it, because it's Marvel.
Right, I'm going to see it. And originally, Ant-Man was supposed to set up...
I will see it, but I'm interested
in it. Yeah, do you know the story? Do you know why...
They had Ant-Man in the first place?
Yeah, no. Ant-Man is the original...
He was the one that actually created Ultron.
Yeah, because he's like, a scientist, I think, in the comic books?
In the comic... Well, no, where they're going
He's not a scientist in this one, though.
No.
Oh, they changed it.
The way they did this movie is basically the other alternate version of how they did it. So basically, in the movie, it's all canon. Mm-hmm. It's... the thief is supposed to be the thief, and the scientist is supposed to be the scientist. He was the original Ant-Man, but
they're like passing it on.
Right, and he does pass it on to the thief because he has all the skills.
Which, for anyone listening, the scientist is played by Michael Douglas, yes. And the Ant-Man is played by Paul Rudd.
Paul Rudd.
Which, I don't know how I feel about Paul Rudd.
Really? I like Paul Rudd.
I know. But then again, this is going to be his first somewhat serious movie.
I think he could be really cool.
Marvel's not serious at all.
Marvel is a little sassy.
Yeah, it's like Marvel is like the class clown and DC is the nerd. Like, yeah. DC's more like the goth kid.
DC's
really dark.
It depends on which series you're talking about.
Well, let's go for the current
movies. The director is.
Okay. If you're going for the current movies, they're the goth kid.
DC's dark.
But that's because of the dark.
Yeah, so in the movies, they had to change it because Ant-Man hadn't been introduced yet.
Right.
So they had to think of a way to introduce Ultron
without Ant-Man,
which I really like the way they did it.
It was really good.
I just feel like it was a little rushed because
that's because they had to change it.
Yeah, but like they went from Stark and Banner working on it to like 2 seconds later, Jarvis is like, "Oh, I got it," and they just left the building.
Well, you're forgetting the whole story, the whole work up to that.
It's also like AI.
They were working on it for how long,
if they were to the point where Jarvis could have just ran a process in like 2 seconds, like Jarvis,
you didn't see that huge list he was going through.
Yeah, the list wasn't that long though. It was like 4 things, and it was like failed, succeed.
The list was at like 72.
Well, still, I mean...
072, 073.
They made it seem like it was, like, instantaneously, like...
They were at the party.
Yeah, I know. But
time did go on, whether you realize it or not. Tony told Jarvis what to do. Jarvis did it, delivered exactly and as Tony
it
said
was,
it.
It was still creepy when he came out. I was like, there are no strings on me.
Oh, gosh. I'm like, why? Why did That's you like, have to destroy yeah. Pinocchio for me?
there's a little video on YouTube by How It Should Have Ended People. It was...
which I haven't seen yet, apparently.
It's oh my gosh. They talk about, like...
Because he goes through every line of Disney. They're like, way to destroy my childhood.
Yeah, and then he just keeps going through all these Disney movies, and he just ruins them. And they're just, like, so pissed. Because
they're so creepy. So creepy. I mean,
but, like, it's funny. Like, going from, like, the commercials to the movie, they made Ultron seem like this, like, serious dude.
Right.
And then you see him start to act jokes, and it's like, what?
That's not what you're supposed to do.
Well, I mean, it's a piece of Stark.
It made him interesting. Well, it's true. It is
and, an Stark. It's Stark also is, Jarvis as well.
Not
they,
so much.
They base he's taking over the Iron Man suit, which is Stark in a sense, and then he's taking all of Stark's like personality. I want to say, like the whole joke about like what was it? I don't want anyone to get hurt. And it's like I can't remember the joke, but the gist of it was like. You can't break a couple eggs.
Right.
You can't make an omelet without breaking a couple eggs.
Yeah, you can't break an omelet without breaking a steak.
I was 1 second away from saying that. And it's like, because you can see right there that they're one and the same pretty right. much, like personality-wise.
Besides the fact that Ultron was very, very insane.
Well, okay, so Ultron's an AI, essentially. Yeah. Essentially, so he starts out as Stark, and then he, as an AI would do... would grow into its own personality because an AI is pretty much ever changing.
That's
it's
true.
It's intelligent life. It's like a child growing up. Oh,
and he basically learned from the internet, and you know how fucked up that is.
I like the part where he was trying to say, you know, like something comes from something, and then he's like, and adults make little adults,
little creatures,
children,
children. Yeah, the word got away from me. It's like, what? It's like, were we making, like, sexual puns here for a second?
Right.
It's like,
I think he was seeing the sexual tension between Banner and Natalie.
Maybe he was watching too much porn. That's why he was on the internet.
I mean, he basically learned
everything
from the internet.
Of course, you, of all people in this group, would bring up porn.
No, but, I mean, he literally learned everything from the internet. Yeah. I mean, can you imagine, like, he learned stuff from 4chan. How else do you think he got
4chan stuff? 4chan doesn't exist anymore.
I'm joking.
He learned it all from the, what's that website we were talking about the other day?
Reddit.
Urban Dictionary.
Urban Dictionary.
Oh, God.
With the screaming sequels and stuff. no, but, I mean...
That was disgusting, by the way.
Yeah. Okay, so we'll go around and get the last couple of minute thoughts. We'll talk about, like, what we give it out of 10. Like, if you're going to go see it again. And then just, you know, say, like, what was your favorite movie so far in the cinematic universe? So let's start with...
The whole cinematic universe?
Yes, the Marvel whole Marvel so cinematic like, universe.
I'm no, not talking all about, like, Fantastic Four
like
or any of that.
All of
talking
the
about,
movies in film history.
No, I'm talking about from, like, Iron Man to now. Start with you, Tugger.
Come back to me.
Okay, Jonathan?
Okay, go see it. Go see it. I give it an 8 out of 10. Solid story, storytelling. Well-balanced, good humor.
What's wrong with it if you're giving it an 8?
There's
everyone's got cons.
Yeah, but there's no such thing as perfection. Like, sometimes I sat there and I was a little bit bored, but, you know, just... I'm like, I'll just throw in a shirtless, like, superhero, then I'll be, like, fine.
Yeah, there was none of that.
Except for
no,
Thor.
But they did
there need to be more shirtless Thor.
They did have... Now, I don't mean to interrupt, Jonathan, but they did have a scene with Captain America and Tony Stark chopping the wood.
You knew who was shirtless.
Thor.
You knew who was
that
shirtless.
That pretty much was.
Mark Ruffalo.
Actually.
That's the only one.
I didn't mind that either.
You did see a little bit of Scarlett Johansson boobs. Not like you can't see them.
You
on the
didn't
internet.
Just see those. You saw.
Dude, did Scarlet you. Witch. Okay, I'm going to go completely off the topic. Did you see her butt? Like the size of her butt?
Yes, I was really surprised.
She was wearing a robe and her butt was huge.
I was like, I didn't realize you had that kind of curve, sweetie. Like
oh, no. I've seen those pictures. They're great.
I was like, wow.
Have you not seen those pictures?
No.
And he's going to pull it up on that right now.
Probably, I would.
Probably. I didn't. Like, I knew she was curvy. I just didn't realize you could rest, like,
well,
a wine glass
see,
on her
this
ass.
This is the thing.
Like,
I don't know if that was really her butt.
I don't think anyone here could have put it in a better better terms.
Like, it just took you by surprise. But, you know, good for you. Shoot.
I don't know if that was really her bottom half because she was pregnant during filming.
Oh, was she?
Yeah,
oh.
She was pregnant the entire time.
Oh, wow.
So that's why it makes me a little... I don't know. her stunt double. If how you did watch, she do
that? Oh yeah,
her if stunt you watch double, the like,
that better not been Kim Kardashian.
No.
That was disgusting.
If you watch the behind the scenes for Winter Soldier, I think she talks about her stunt double that she's had since like the first movie.
Yeah.
They look exactly like almost.
Oh yeah.
So go ahead.
No, I was like, dear Fox, please take some notes because Storm could have been a much bigger character in Days of Future Past.
Well,
but
it's Halle Berry.
I know, but still.
I wouldn't want to. She kind of after the third one.
Storm's my favorite,
dude. Don't. If you take her back from like her, what is it, GoldenEye day? Was she in the GoldenEye?
No, she was in the
Die Another Day.
Yeah,
yes,
Die Another
thank
Day.
You.
I'd pay to see you. Okay, keep going.
Anyways, I would say go see it. Would I see it again? Probably. Just one other time. Not the third time, but yeah. And then
I did see Avengers twice.
But my favorite so far in the movie Cinematic Universe or Marvel Cinematic Universe is Guardians, of course. I mean, it was just really good and well told and just all that fun stuff. And it was just fun. I mean, yeah.
Doug, are you ready?
It's a toss-up between the second Iron Man and the Avengers.
Really? A lot of people don't like the second Iron Man.
I didn't like the third one as much as I like the second one.
Was bad.
Yeah, the third one was really bad.
I did like how they portrayed the Mandarin in that, though.
No, I don't like how they had like a fake Mandarin.
See, I
the
love
Mandarin
how
was the... not the best. Was not supposed to be the way the Mandarin was in the movie.
No, that was stupid.
People were so pissed about that. I think
I'm one of them. Like I own Iron Man just because I have to.
Because you have to.
I actually have two copies of Iron Man 3, and I'm going to give one away.
I don't have it yet.
Someone's already claimed it.
Here's our first giveaway.
My future sister-in-law. Okay, so it's a toss-up between Iron Man 2 and what else?
The first Avengers.
Okay.
The best part in the first Avengers was the very end scene credits where they're just
the
all
swarma.
Yes,
swarma.
And they're just staring at each other.
Did I miss this?
I will pull up and show you.
He never saw it.
You got to be kidding me.
Wait.
First off, you got to see the How It Should Have Ended version of that.
Yeah.
Great.
Anyways,
Go on.
I will go see this a second time. I give it about a 9 out of 10 just because I didn't like how they kind of portrayed Ultron. Because I still
great. You're so sassy.
okay.
Thank you.
Well put.
But that's it. Yeah.
Okay.
I do like the character. I do like who they got. The casting was dead on for every one of the characters. I do love how they portrayed how you finally get Hawkeye's backstory.
You, not only his, you get Natasha's.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, you get everybody's. Well, not everybody's, but you get
the sterilized Natasha. That was pretty much, we can have sex, and I'm not going to have babies. That's all I got out of that.
Oh, my goodness. I was like, no. And
I wasn't
here
even
going
to bring that up, but.
No, and here I'm going, oh, you poor woman. You can't have kids.
It's like
and he's going like, yes, I'm just going to fuck you, and we're never having kids.
I would have been like, that's a shame because she's so good looking. Can you imagine those babies?
Those babies would be so pretty.
They'd have big old butts. Okay, so I love the movie. I'm not going to go as high as a 9, but I'll probably go with Jonathan with an 8.
Okay.
My favorite movie is still Winter Soldier.
Winter Soldier was good.
Which I'm really happy that the Russo brothers are doing Infinity War.
Yes.
I do like the fact that they got Joss Whedon? Yes. For the director.
Of what?
Or was
no,
he? Was,
no,
he was
no he's done.
He's done directing.
He did this one, and then he's done.
He's now the creative director, basically, of the cinematic universe.
He stepped down. The Russo brothers,
right.
The guys
because,
who did those, the Winter Soldier, are right. doing the next one.
Oh, I don't have a problem with that.
I forget, the Winter Soldier was great.
I forget what interview they set this in, but basically, one person noticed that Whedon, at this point in time, after doing the Avengers, he did the Avengers, right?
He did both of them.
Okay, so. They noticed that he was basically pretty much an empty shell. Like, he was just so tired.
Because he's
so
been doing
spent.
Nothing but it. I watched a guy talking about it. He went to an on-set thing.
Right.
And said he was
and
just
And he was just in everything. Like, he has his hands in everything, which is good. Because, I mean, you can tell his handiwork is in everything, and it looks amazing.
I can kind of relate to that.
Not to be mean, but I'm glad he's stepping down, because I want to see someone else's take on the Avengers. With a new cast, Or with a new cast of Avengers.
So there's going to be two more Avengers movies then.
They're back to back. It's part one and two.
Part one and two, yes.
It's all the Infinity War.
I mean, and it's at a good point, especially with all the cast changes and everything.
Yeah, which I'm happy with because the Russo brothers know Captain America so well.
Mm-hmm.
And they know Black Widow so well because she's in all of his movies.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, it'll be good. And then... I liked it. I really liked the Vision for you, Tucker. Jarvis.
Jarvis, but was... All right. To give you a general idea, I've named... I have a Red Gateway laptop that I've had since 2008.
Oh, my gosh.
And its name has always been, no matter what it is, it's always been Jarvis on my network.
We'll call it Jarvis, but... it's the Vision. I liked the...
He's his own entity.
Yeah, I like the evolution of Jarvis.
Yeah, there's Jarvis and then there's the Vision.
Jarvis has always had its own personality, right. And I liked how it's his own being now.
Right.
I didn't think I was going to like the Scarlet Witch as much as I did.
They could not have picked a better person for that.
Yes, that was perfect. Which I don't think a lot of people liked it at first.
Really?
I don't remember because it was a while ago they announced that.
Yeah. Because they were looking at how Quicksilver looked from the pictures, and they're like, oh, well, what's going on?
Yeah.
And he looked really bad. But I thought
I still don't like the fact that they killed him off.
I'm okay with it.
He looked a lot better than I thought he was going to look. And then with the Scarlet Witch, I was like, with Elizabeth Olsen, I thought it was a really interesting pick. I wasn't sure exactly at first, but...
Now that you've seen her in action.
Now that I've seen her in action, I'm like, she is amazing. But, I mean, she's... I hate to say it, but she's the Olsen with talent. Like,
yeah.
What do you mean is? She always... I think she always has been.
Yeah. I'm going to watch it. I'm probably going to go see it again next weekend. We saw it in 3D, but not IMAX, so I'm going to go see it in IMAX.
And then there's IMAX 3D.
It's funny, like, in all of the Marvel movies, there's always something you missed. Always.
It's always. Yeah, there's always something.
Like, I never realized if you go back and watch the first Hulk movie on the DVD, there's a deleted scene.
The Incredible Hulk or the Hulk?
The Hulk. The current canon Hulk.
Okay.
I always get it mixed up. I watched them both. The first one was actually better than the new one.
The first one was not it was Ed just, Norton. It was the other guy.
It was that Urbana. One, and I actually liked that one better than the Ed Norton one.
I didn't have a problem with that.
The Ed Norton one, there's an alternate opening where you can see right before it goes black, you can see Captain America in the ice. And I didn't know that. So I've been going back and watching all the movies, and there's like little snippets of things you didn't see before. Which is great. I like how this one led into Thor without overdoing it for Ragnarok.
Thor Ragnarok. So it kind of gave you a preview and a taste of what's happening.
But I feel like there wasn't a lot of Thor in this movie. Like the other ones, he was
recording something else at the time of this one.
He was recording, what was that race car movie? He was recording Black Hat. Black Hat? Is that terrible movie that came out at the beginning of the year?
I have no... Oh!
He was a hacker that was, like, built.
I forgot what it was called.
It's Black Hat. Yeah, Black that's what Hat. It was.
I was going to say.
You're thinking of the other one.
That was last year.
That was 2 years ago.
Yeah, no. So that wasn't it. But yeah, I think it was Black Hat. But yeah, he wasn't in this one a lot, which I was kind of upset about, because I like Thor in the Avengers setting. And... I don't know. It feels like it was good. They didn't focus.
I like Thor in the comic books because he's shirtless a lot. Like always, actually.
I don't like how they didn't focus enough on each individual character. I liked how they didn't focus too much on one individual character.
Yeah.
Good
overall cast, yeah.
The majority of it, most of us give it, you know, 8 and above. Go see it. Go see it again. Go see it again after that. And
find all the Easter eggs. Find all.
Yeah. So we'll be back. Monday with a new podcast on the Delayed Gamers. Look out for that and follow us on Twitter. All right, later.